That was Shania Twain with Up. And I've got Sam Hughes waiting on the line. Sam, hey. Are you there?
Yeah, g'day. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Sam, I've got shock of my life when I saw your rig last night out at the showground in Armidale.
Something different, eh?
So let's describe it. It's like you've got a pretty compact little van behind a pretty large, is it a Massey Ferguson?
No, it's a Chamberlain. I've got the Chamberlain 9G tractor.
Right.
I've got a boat and a gyrocopter on the roof towing a trailer. It's got a motorbike on the front, a motor car in the back, a little Suzuki Sierra.
Yeah.
And a Royal Flying Doctor Service aircraft fuselage on the roof.
Right. Set up. Well, I was going to ask you about that, and you've got, there's loads of stickers in you, and the rig's still out there at the showground right now, I guess.
Yeah, just for a little bit. I'll be heading off shortly down towards Tamworth.
Right.
But, just camped up at the showgrounds there for the night. Wonderful people.
Oh, fantastic. And I saw you had a circle of wrapped fellas from the Antique Machinery. Was it the Antique Machinery Club guys?
Yeah, it is. They're just giving me a walk through their shed right now. It's very impressive.
Yeah, they're a terrific group down there.
They certainly are.
Yeah. So, Sam, tell us a bit about yourself. What are your rig says that you are the travelling jackaroo. So I think you hail from up north.
Yeah, that's the mantra I go with. Basically, I started travelling around Australia in a tractor when I was 18. I'm 21 now. I've been going for 3.5 years. And, yeah, I just started travelling around, raising a bit of money for the Royal Flying Doctors, Dolly's Dream and Drought Angels, who are now Farm Angels. Right. As of about a month ago, I've hit my target of $250,000 raised for them.
Wow. It's amazing.
Thank you. But I've been going for a little bit and only got about a week left and I'll be home and hosed, done and dusted. As of, I think it was yesterday, actually, the day before, I've just unofficially set the world record for the world's longest tractor trip, which is 25,500 Ks that I've done in the old fella. Long time through every state in Australia, including Tasmania.
Yeah. So how did you get over to Tassie?
Oh, I went around the beach. No, I went over on the ferry.
Yeah, no, I've done that myself. Took a motorbike over there when I was young and silly. But
that's all right.
Oh, no, it's great. It's part of Australia.
Yeah.
Good
spot.
Fantastic.
Cold as a mother-in-law's kiss, but it's a good spot.
Oh, it's great. I mean, they're actually trading on their cold weather now. They're going to sort of drive up the northern, the cold weather and spas and hot tubs and things like that to
I was just thinking they'd market it as, do-it-yourself castration. Just go for a swim. It'd be great. Save money on a vasectomy.
Spoken like a Queenslander. So, Sam, where are you from?
Sunshine Coast, Mullaney on the Sunny Coast. So I left there a while ago and it's been poking around ever since.
So what inspired this trip? The tender age of 18, I was really shocked when I saw you. You looked pretty ragged and tired last night, but you're very young. So what inspired the trip, Sam?
Oh, just like helping people. I've always wanted to see my own backyard and go see Australia, so I thought, bugger it, I want to do that. And at the same time, I love helping people. I always want to do a charity run, so I thought, bugger it. If you're going to do a charity run, you don't want to be just another yobbo in a ute with stickers. You want to do something that'll stand out.
Yeah.
And little 18-year-old me, you got to remember, wasn't too far off playing with Lego, apparently. Back in when I was a real kid, a real pup, I went, well, what's the weirdest thing you could possibly design? And I love the machinery, especially my tractors, so I thought, well, I'll get this Chamberlain, it's pretty quick, for a tractor, and I'll put a trailer behind it. And we built the tractor and trailer, looked at it one night, and it looks too legal. We've got to make it look dodgier. So to answer me prayers that night, on Facebook Marketplace, this Beechcraft popped up down at Caboolture Airfield, $400.
Yeah.
Spoke to one of my mates who was a truckie, and we basically just threw it on the back of his little truck. So it cost me $400 and a carton of beer, and we brought it home and chopped it down and threw it up on the roof. And so, it's been there ever since.
So that's not a functioning aircraft then? It's up there as something to celebrate the Royal Flying Doctor Service? Is that right?
Yeah, I fundraise for them, so we painted it up as a flying doctor and threw it up there. But no, I do get a lot of people that ask if it flies, and I take a step back and think about things for a second, but yeah, it does. I do get people though as well that ask some interesting questions, and I've heard of just after 3.5 years, I reckon I've heard just about every question under the sun. And it's scary because I used to, when I was at Nag Show, I'd write 45k an hour on one arm in Sharpie, and I'd write Mulaney on the other, and I'd be able to have half a conversation with someone just with my arms. But
yeah,
pretty good little spot.
Yeah, Mulaney. Oh, we love Mulaney. It's pretty close to home here. Lots of doing, you know, cross border travel here. So you're really not that far from home now.
About a week.
So
about a week.
Well, how fast is this Chamberlain track? Do you want to tell us a little bit about the tractor and, you know, why you chose it, how fast it goes and what it's like to drive and, you know, how far?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of questions there, but.
Yeah, no, as well, it's a Chamberlain 9G built in the early 60s. I mean, he does about 45k an hour. I can get him up to 50, though. Pretty basic canvas cab. It's got clip-on windows. I seldom use the driver's side one. I'll just get wet if it rains. But as far as it goes, we just poke along steady, really. Don't know what else to tell you. He's an old tractor, but he goes all right.
But it'd be pretty heavy on the fuel these days, I imagine. So
No, not too bad. I'm lucky enough that after two years, I got a full-time fuel sponsorship from Belmar Engineering in Melbourne. But he uses about 20 litres to the 100, so it's actually better than most grey nomads get with their Land Cruiser towing caravans. So that's a little thing. An old tractor beats a Land Cruiser's fuel economy. But anyway.
Isn't that amazing? That's interesting. Yeah. So what's the most unusual question you've ever been asked, Sam?
Oh, God. I've had a few, but probably one's about when I take the plane off for a fly. I sit there and go, well, righto. But other than that, oh, geez. I don't know about questions, but the most memorable moment is the fact that at 40k an hour, I've overtaken two bloody caravans on the highway.
Yeah.
So that's a feat and a half in itself, I reckon. But
How have you found the roads?
They're mostly good. A few states are a little bit less well-funded in the roads department than others, but
yeah,
you just poke along.
So have you been to Western Australia? Tell us about the route that you've already done and the reception you've had place to place.
Well, I went from Queensland. I'll list him off for you. I went from Brisbane to Roma, Roma to Longreach to Rockhampton, Rockhampton to Cairns, Cairns to Mount Isa, Mount Isa to Darwin, Darwin to Broome to Perth down the coast road, Perth across the Nullarbor to Port Augusta, up the Birdsville track.
You came the other way. You did it anti-clockwise.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's amazing. Most people I know, the time I did it, the round Australia trip, I went round Tassie and then, you know, I guess right to left. And then up to Broome. But finish the list of where you've been. So you've come across to Port Augusta and then.
Yep. Port Augusta up the Birdsville track to Maree, or up to Maree, then up the Birdsville track to Birdsville.
Yep.
Then did the whole Queensland run again, same as originally, ended up in Darwin, up the territory.
Wow.
And then came down through the centre, went down to Tassie, and then came back up through Victoria and Canberra, and now I'm in New South Wales.
You've literally been everywhere.
There's always more country to see.
There is. It's an extraordinary country, isn't it? And I really congratulate you to, you know, as a young fella, to get around and see your own country. That's what I did. I was a few years old and you, but not much. Did it on a motorbike. And
don't worry.
Yeah. So what's has your dog taken to it? Well, he looked to be pretty happy last night, having a bit of a tuck in a feed at sunset.
She's good. She's just been used to it, I suppose, over a few years. I've had it since she was a pup, but yeah.
Mm.
But anyway.
Oh, that's like, now listen, if people want to support what you're doing, Sam, you said you've reached your target, which is extraordinary, and that money's going towards the Royal Flying Doctor Service?
Flying Doctors, Dolly's Dream and Farm Angels. And if anyone would like to make a donation online, if you go on the Facebook page, you Travel and Jackaroo, and swipe across, you'll see some links on the page there to donate to the various charities. But, if anyone likes to, I'm still fundraising. I've hit my goal, but I'm still going. And, I've got a little way to go yet, but we'll get home and that'll be that.
That'll be amazing. Have you got any plans for what's next?
A few things in the woodworks, but, yeah, we'll see how we go.
Terrific. Well, we look forward to hearing your next crazy escapade, Sam.
Well, you look after yourself.
Yeah, we'll do.
All the best.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll We'll catch you somewhere down the track.
Good on you. Good on you. And if people want to see that rig, they better get out there fast because you're heading off to Tamworth. But if you're on the way to Tamworth, you'll be travelling, I guess, a bit slower than the average Land Cruiser. But
just poking along steady.
Good on you, Willie. You enjoy the drive today, and thank you so much for coming on the show today, Sam. And wish you safe travels all the way home.
Thank you very much. Same to you. All the best.
Righty-o. Gotcha. Thanks, Sam. Bye. Bye.
See you.